Deutschlandfunk Kultur Klangkunst.
An die 100 unterschiedlichen Instrumente hat der im südafrikanischen Soweto lebende Mpomo Likeng, bildender Künstler und Musiker, im Laufe der Jahre zu spielen gelernt. Ihre Herkunft und Geschichte haben einen wichtigen Einfluss auf seine musikalische Praxis. Viele von ihnen sind im südafrikanischen Raum beheimatet, so zum Beispiel die Mamochorong, ein mit einem Bogen gestrichenes Monochord der Basutu, das unter anderem in Lesotho, wo Molikeng aufwuchs, verbreitet ist. Über den Umweg der Malerei und des Theaters ist Molikeng zur Musik gekommen und arbeitet nach wie vor spartenübergreifend. Für seine beiden Stücke Intercontinental und Interdependent hat er mit dem südafrikanischen, in Berlin lebenden Cellisten Tsepo Poe zusammengespielt. Im Rahmen des Oscillations-Projektes haben sie in den Studios der Akademie der Künste in Berlin, aber auch jeweils alleine an ihren Wohnorten Aufnahmen gemacht, transkontinental und miteinander verflochten. Dabei spielen auch live-elektronische Bearbeitungen eine wichtige Rolle. Sie sind das Bindeglied, die das Klangspektrum der Instrumentalstimmen nicht nur erweitert, sondern auch miteinander verzahnt. Die Instrumente, sagt Molikeng, bestimmen die Kompositionen. Sie sind fundamentaler Teil der musikalischen Strukturen. Und weiter haben die unterschiedlichen Sprachen Südafrikas Einfluss auf die Beschaffenheit und die Klangcharakteristik der Instrumente. Sie reagieren auf die Art und Weise des Sprechens und Singens, auf die Tonalitäten und auf die Geschwindigkeit, auf die Rauheit und Zartheit der Sprachen. In seinen beiden Stücken fokussiert Molikeng die Grundelemente der eingesetzten Instrumente. Der Anschlag einer einzelnen Saite und deren Ausklingverhalten, ihre elektronische Transformation vom Ton zum Geräusch. Er stellt dabei Verbindungen zu den reduzierten Spielarten elektronischer und zeitgenössischer Musik her, die besonders in Japan, den Vereinigten Staaten und Europa verbreitet sind, und verknüpft diese mit der Sensibilität, die dem Reichtum der Vielzahl seiner Instrumente entstammt. Einzelne Gesten und Klänge werden wie temporäre Skulpturen ausgestellt, ihre Beschaffenheit wie bei einem Blick durch ein Vergrößerungsglas beleuchtet. Hören Sie nun Intercontinental und Interdependent von Mpo Molikeng.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sie hörten soeben die beiden Stücke Intercontinental und Interdependent von Mpo Molikeng. Die Johannesburger Künstlerin und Forscherin Sarah Julius hat sich in Kapstadt quer durch das Robben Island Mayibuye Archive gehört. Ein Archiv, welches Materialien zum südafrikanischen Freiheitskampf sammelt und das unter anderem zahlreiche Tondokumente umfasst. Interviews mit Aktivisten, Gespräche mit Zeitzeugen und öffentliche Reden, die den Kampf gegen die Apartheid dokumentieren. Julius entdeckt bei ihrer Recherche, ähnlich einer Plattensammlerin, die auf der Jagd nach raren und besonderen Exemplaren ist, hervorstechende Momente, die wichtige Aspekte des Anti-Apartheid-Kampfes thematisieren. Diese meist kürzeren Zitate, die sie wie Samples aus diesem Archiv extrahiert, bilden die Grundlage für ihr Hörstück »Death is part of the process«. Dabei hat sie insbesondere die Frage interessiert, welche Spannungen sich in den archivierten Audioaufnahmen offenbaren, was einer solchen Sammlung entgleitet und wie die inzwischen historischen Ereignisse des Freiheitskampfes und der Unfreiheit von unterschiedlichen Beteiligten erzählt, erinnert und interpretiert werden. Dabei reflektiert sie einerseits ihre eigene Perspektive und bringt andererseits zwei weitere Blickwinkel ins Spiel. In gemeinsamen Workshops mit angehenden Geschichtslehrern geht sie der Frage der Vermittlung dieser Geschichte nach. In einer Session mit dem Gitarristen Mpumi Mkata tastet sie die Reaktion eines Musikers auf die Sammlungsartefakte ab. Julius beschäftigt auch der Umgang mit der Trauer angesichts der schmerzhaften Geschichte Südafrikas. Einer Geschichte, die weit in die Gegenwart hineinragt und die, wie sie sagt, nicht allein in der Vergangenheit bewältigt werden kann. Sie verknüpft die Geschichten des Widerstands, wählt aus und stellt Zusammenhänge her. So verschafft sie sich und uns einen Zugang zu der Erzählung, die das Mayibuye Archive in sich trägt. Und sie fragt weiter, was »to be in the struggle«, also sich im Kampf zu befinden, bedeutet und versteht diesen Kampf als ein andauerndes Projekt, welches stets erneuert und reaktiviert werden muss. Mithilfe dieser inzwischen an der University of the Western Cape bewahrten Sammlung thematisiert ihr Hörstück die Widersprüche zwischen einer flüchtigen Freiheit, wie sie nach dem Ende der Apartheid eingetreten ist, und dem noch nicht Freisein der Gegenwart. Hören Sie jetzt »Death is part of the process« von Sarah Julius.
One would imagine it would be in their wisdom, if they want to avoid further confrontation, to keep away from the funeral and to allow people to continue burying their dead with dignity.
Neither death nor life, neither angels nor spiritual powers, neither the present nor the future, nor cosmic powers, were they from heaven or from the world below, nor any creature whatsoever will separate us from the love of God.
Fighting over land.
And what
what reconstruction really means, but that in fact the struggle is only just beginning. But, you know.
Those areas were completely anti-life.
Outside the white city, music happens everywhere.
Life and death.
But without sacrifice, there is no struggle.
Fierce struggle.
This is the struggle. We are aware of it.
Whatever you're doing, your whole potentiality is not expressed.
The whole process of struggling itself is culture. Culture.
The predominant culture is the culture of oppression.
Settlers. Terrorist youth, they try to justify the deaths, the killings that they do.
Those areas were completely anti-life.
Outside the white city, music happens everywhere.
People must participate in struggle.
Take the battle to the white people.
But to the benefit, the struggles of people, not to the government.
History is like it. A lot of things are quite
the whole nice. Process of struggling itself is culture. Culture.
The predominant culture is the culture of oppression.
It feels very intimate. This feels like something very intimate about this.
We went, came out, we were walking. Somewhere in the bush, far away from here, they say, comrade, you are here now. Can you speak to the people? I said, how do you speak to the people in the field of death?
They'll tell you about terrorism and about communism.
I don't even see. It was very dark. I didn't even see the people there. And it was a really strange thing for me to speak to people I don't even see. But I decided to speak. After the meeting, I realized that I was addressing thousands of people because when they stood up, there was that breathy sounding. I said, this is terrible.
Where, what year would that be about?
It was 19...
The first step would be to remove the oppressor's hand from our head.
It is good English to say a madam, she was moved to town. The madam was made to town.
Madam was gone. Madam was gone.
The madam was made to town.
Madam was gone.
It is good English to say a madam,
madam was gone.
She was moved to town.
Madam was gone.
So I think if there were to be a sudden change in South Africa, I think capitalism will persist.
I travel from work straight to where I used to stay and just get the breathing of that air. Until he died.
Capitalism will persist.
The invading British army. Zulus took the bass drum and regimental march and turned them into ngoma, a dance against the enemy.
Until he died.
They'll tell you about terrorism and about communism.
Terrorism will persist.
He asked if they indoctrinate us.
Neither death nor life, neither angels nor spiritual powers, neither the present nor the future, nor cosmic powers, were they from heaven or from the world below,
we went, came out, we're walking. Somewhere in the bush, far away from here, they say, comrade, you are here now. Can you speak to the people? I said, how do you speak to the people in the dark?
They'll tell you about terrorism and about communism.
Very few ideas really about the future society.
It was very dark, I didn't see the people there.
What reconstruction really means, that in fact the struggle is only just beginning.
And it was a really strange thing. For me to speak to people I don't even see. But I decided to speak.
I mean, you relate to each other as comrades.
After the meeting, I realized that I was addressing thousands of people, because when they stood up, there was that heavy sounding.
Benefit of the struggles of people, not to the government.
Distortions which distort to show. Distortion, going to distort. I think it is a political decision that you make, how you're going to distort that way. Distortions.
They're talking about people as if they were animals.
Well, it depends whether good or bad.
Fear is natural, but we'll overcome fear.
They could see what we see.
Well, it depends whether good or bad.
There's a little boy. A little white boy at the beach. And this little boy built a sandcastle, quite a big sandcastle. And the sea came and washed over the sandcastle. I mean, it stopped when you see the little boy just falling into tears because his sandcastle's going. And the sea goes away, and they're struggling, and they can't breathe, and they're wriggling around, that kind of thing. was to kind of create a sense of, look at this little boy, he's built his sandcastle. The white man has built something up for himself, sort of thing. And are you just going to let somebody, like a bigger force of the sea, right, come up and wash your sandcastle away? Or are you going to lie there suffering as a fish being washed out of its own kind of environment?
Almost equalized, but they won't become equal. I mean, they won't take over.
Who's got a head for politics?
And what reconstruction really means then? That in fact the struggle is only just beginning then?
At this phase of struggle.
They wouldn't listen to my music, but they would say, oh shame. The sympathy.
Myself. I project myself more onto the voices because there isn't a face.
Dominant culture is the culture of oppression.
The madam, she was gone town. Madam was gone.
Whatever you're doing, your whole potentiality is not expressed.
Well, it's rather depressing.
Feeling the same resistance, the same mood that is expressed by someone who is rejecting the system, demonstrating against the system in Soweto or in Guguletu or whatever part of South Africa we are talking about.
That's top marks.
Top marks for Daz Whiteness. Same feeling, the same resistance, the same mood that is expressed by
Capitalism, actually.
Propaganda.
who's got a head for politics?
Life and death struggles.
What is the role of a cultural worker? A cultural worker has to learn from the masses of the people. A cultural worker has to interpret their aspirations. A cultural worker has to make contributions on methods of struggle. That is the role of a cultural worker.
Victory lies in the storming of the citadels of white power.
Just being in that position where I had to question myself as a killer, you know, because that's what you are.
And then,
the right to properly bury the dead.
The whole process of struggling itself is culture.
You see, you've either got to admit that you were a basically weak-willed individual that couldn't, you know, stand up against an unjust system, or you've got to legitimize the system and say that it was just.
And,
whatever you're doing, your whole potentiality is not expressed.
About the total onslaught. You find that you, despite being aware of this and everything, that your ideas are actually changing. That you find that you're sort of walking down the road and you see a black pig, and the first thing that jumps into your mind is some racist thought. And then you sort of look at yourself and say, you know, hey, you know, what sort of fits this? And just all sorts of things like that. You start becoming much more susceptible to all sorts of shit that you speak to. And the fact that you're aware of it doesn't seem to help all that much.
Just being in that position where I had to question myself as a killer, you know, because that's what you are. And he lifted up his rifle, and one of the things he said was, see this here in my hand, this is the only thing that talks to a cat. And the other thing he said, like in passing, was, gentlemen, have a look at your hands. Do you notice they're white? That's your privilege. And this is what this war is all about.
Whatever you're doing, your whole potentiality is not expressed.
Don't I'll tell you about terrorism and about communism.
They had a lecture on communism.
Dangerously exciting.
The liberation movement.
The issue of the military and where you stand on that issue, like, epitomizes the white position in the struggle. And, you know, whites have a choice all the time. They can, like, side with privilege, side with the status quo. I mean, it's the easy option.
We do not want the peace of a graveyard.
There was a baby in the corner, screaming.
No compromise with processing.
I mean, there were no blacks in the movie. It was all white people going crazy.
What is the role of a cultural worker? Cultural worker has to learn from the masses of the people. Cultural worker has to interpret their aspirations. Cultural worker has to make contributions on methods of struggle.
Soldiers on coming over a hill in the sunset.
That is the role of a cultural
and
worker.
And then you saw the air force, the way planes were flying up in patterns in the sky, and the training and them the soldiers climbing walls with bags on their backs and all this just to save the country. Like, this is a big thing now.
That what is evil, what is unjust, what is heretical, what is undemocratic, what is anti-people can never be reformed but must be swept into the dustbin of history.
Fear is natural, but will overcome fear.
There's a little boy, a little white boy at the beach.
Economy of apartheid grind to a standstill through industrial action and sabotage.
It's dangerously exciting.
Fear is natural, but we'll overcome fear.
And just gets the breathing of that air.
Sie hörten Death is Part of the Process von Sarah Julius.